An EU-funded global study into weight loss and diabetes reveals in its preliminary findings that a weight loss of 11 kilo or 11% can reverse pre-diabetes, which will help to reduce the growing number of people diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The study has recruited more than 2,300 people with pre-diabetes into weight loss projects, starting with an 8-week Cambridge Weight Plan Formula diet of 800 kilocalories per day to understand the best mix of diet and exercise to beat type 2 diabetes. We have been privileged to have nutritionist Estella Hutchinson on the line to speak about the results of the regional case studies for National Diabetes Week, which starts on the 10th to the 16th of July. Good morning, Ms. Hutchinson.
Good morning, Louis. How are you today?
I'm all right, thank you. Thanks for letting us speak to you about the subject. Firstly, what did you find in that global study?
So we found globally that diabetes is becoming quite an epidemic. So there's over 415 million people worldwide with diabetes. And in our Western Pacific region, 153 million. So it's becoming quite a global problem.
Do you link weight loss to preventing diabetes?
Absolutely. So nobody just wakes up with diabetes type 2. There are precursor conditions like pre-diabetes. So if we can intervene at that pre-diabetes stage, then we can prevent the diabetes occurring. And weight loss and increasing exercise and becoming more active are the two key things to do that.
This is a collaboration of several nations, isn't it?
Yes, there was actually 8 different countries are involved in the preview trial.
What else did you find out from the survey?
They did a mix of dietary interventions and activity interventions, and they found, obviously, you've got to do both, and it's about getting the correct balance.
How serious is the problem in Australia?
In Australia, we estimate there would be about 1.7 million people with diabetes, and of that, 85% are type 2, and probably every 5 minutes, somebody is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
For those who don't understand, what is the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Okay. Diabetes, in a general explanation, is where your body isn't utilizing its insulin correctly, so it's either not making insulin or it's not using it. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. You can't prevent it and you can't cure it. Type 2 diabetes is linked more closely to lifestyle factors, and you can develop it at any time in your life. And if you get it in the pre-diabetes stage, you can prevent it moving on to diabetes. The progression of the illness is different for different people. Some people would just need a medication. Some people will end up needing to inject insulin every day.
So type 1 diabetes essentially is treated mainly or preserved mainly by medication without injection?
No, there is daily injections for most people with type 1 as well.
Oh, I see. I thought it was only confined to one of them, not both.
No, it is for both. The type 1 is just different because you can't prevent it with lifestyle factors. It's got a very strong genetic link, and it's where your body just stops producing insulin. So your body needs to get that from somewhere, and that's where your insulin injections come in.
On Sunday and the 6 days after that will be the National Diabetic Prevention Week. What are your plans regarding this?
Well, I think it's really important to encourage people to visit their GPs and get screened for pre-diabetes. And if it comes up in your blood tests that you are pre-diabetic, well, now's your time to act. Get moving, get off the couch, and if you need to lose weight, lose some weight.
Apart from seeing your GP, is the organization offering any additional advice to the general public?
So obviously, if you're looking for a good weight loss program, Cambridge Weight Plan is more than happy to assist, and you can go to our website, cambridgeweightplan.com.au. And if you need more information about diabetes, just pop along to the Diabetes Australia or New South Wales website. And of course, if you want to learn more about the preview study, their website is previewstudy.com.
We've been speaking with Estella Hutchinson, nutritionist for Cambridge Weight Plan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Louis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.